On today's show, we have Filene's Tansley Stearns and Larky's Greg Hamlin talking about their mobile engagement and rewards platform pilot, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Greg Hamerman from Larky and
Hello.
Tansley Stearns from Filene Research Institute. How you guys doing?
Hey, great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, doing well. Done with the travel thing for a while, so I'm sure you guys too. It's been quite the whirlwind the last month. But hey, we're talking about something really, really cool here you guys are working on together. It's the Mobile Engagement and Rewards Platform Pilot. And my first question is, like, what is going on here with Filene and Larky? What are you guys doing? What's going on? Anybody want to go first? Tansley?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, everything at Filene, of course, starts with our research, and much of the work that Greg and the Larky team had been doing prior to working with credit unions was fundamentally in our research around things like, how do we engage that next generation? How do we drive non-interest income? How do we bring more loyalty from our members? So there was lots of that we had done work on. And what we're working very hard on at Filene is helping credit unions to put that research into action. Mm-hmm. So Greg and his team had done work with other organizations, but not with credit unions. And so we thought, boy, this might be a great opportunity for us to sync up and bring this solution to credit unions.
Indeed. And Greg, just for folks out there who may not be aware, and there might be just one or two of them who may not be aware of Larky, can you give us a quick 411 on what you guys are all about?
Absolutely. So Larky, the original idea was to help different types of organizations connect with their audience. Could be members of an alumni association, mm-hmm. or members of a credit union, or it could be people that have health insurance through a health insurance provider. And the real idea was, let's not put the burden on the members. Let's make it really easy for them through a mobile platform that has location awareness built in. So, hey, you're not even thinking about your health insurance provider or your credit union in this case, but you walk into somewhere and it pops up automatically on your phone without you doing anything and says, hey, because you're part of Summit Credit Union, you've got this great deal, or we've got something special for you. And Tansley's absolutely right. We were doing this for a couple of years for all kinds of different organizations, yeah. but it was really Filene's vision that sort of was, hey, this is a fit, and really brought us into the world of credit unions. We're so thankful and appreciative to Tansley, the crew over there, and awesome credit unions across the country that have really helped shape what we are now.
Indeed, indeed. And so, what I mean, I read through the whole presentation packet that you guys sent me, and there's some issues that credit unions are experiencing right now that hopefully this pilot will kind of help remedy. And that's kind of what I wanted to go into, is like, how is the pilot going to work, or how did it work? Because you guys are already kind of through with it. So why and how is this whole thing working here, and to remedy the whole what credit unions are going through?
So the pilot itself was over about 20 months, and we had 10 credit unions that participated over that period of time. What I love about the pilot, I'm sure you read this, it's really diverse in terms of both geography and asset size of those organizations, which is fantastic. And, you know, from a problem statement standpoint, one of the big concerns that I have for credit unions is that we are this best kept secret. And what I loved about what Greg was providing was this opportunity for the credit union brand to be front and center for members on an ongoing basis when we were saving them money. Yep. So, boy, what an opportunity to have the credit union be top of mind and build that brand awareness and usage. Of course, the opportunity to drive non-interest income, because the way that those perks and rewards are leveraged is by the credit union member using their card and that plastic. So that's great. And then, you know, we really had this opportunity also to help credit unions better connect with the small businesses that they serve. Mm-hmm. You know, as Larky curates those special and unique rewards in the local community of the credit union, it's an opportunity for the credit union to say, gosh, we can not only maybe help you with your finances, mm-hmm. but we can maybe even bring you some customers along the way.
Yeah, it seems like it's the great connector, you know, because of everyone wants rewards, right, Greg?
Oh, yeah.
So that seems like the great connector. So how exactly does it work? I mean, obviously we're connecting, like Tansley said, we're connecting the retailers with the members and the credit union, and it's just all one big happy family. How does it exactly work? I mean, how does the credit union really benefit out of this? How does the whole thing work together? Greg, you want to go?
Yeah, I can start out with some of that, and Tansley, feel free to jump in and add more to it. But, you know, when a credit union says, hey, this seems like an interesting program for us to work with, we think about a lot of different aspects of it. So some of that is those merchants in the community. When you talk about how does it work, that aspect is, are there merchants that maybe there's someone who's a member of a credit union that runs a business in town that you want to help support? Because I think one thing that's really important here is businesses don't pay to be part of these programs. There's not a dollar that's handed over to us or handed over to the credit union. It is purely to support businesses. And one of the things that's really played out interestingly has been the ability for credit unions that are participating to say to a business, hey, we're pleased that you're part of this program. We hope it's helping your business. Are there other things that we could be doing together and have more of those conversations? So that's one part of how it works, is us working with credit unions to say, what businesses would you like involved in your program? And it's been fun as we've worked with credit unions across the country. There's one in California that wanted a lot of wine-related discounts. They're in wine country.
All right.
Wanted for their members. There's others that are sort of repair type things, home repair and auto repair. And so we've customized all those programs. So that's a piece of it. The credit union always works with us on what the branding is for their mobile app. And that's been a lot of fun too, to understand how we can really help that connection be stronger. And Tamsy was probably the most vocal this when we started. I got to admit, Tamsy, I didn't quite get it as much maybe, but you know, there's this whole thing of, it's not about Larky. I like our little logo. I like our little guide, but it's not about members having to learn about this Larky thing. It's about members understanding, hey, my credit union is not just waiting for me to come to a branch or read an email. It's sort of with me at all these times, helping me out and helping me be a part of our community. So creating that branding with the credit unions has been a really fun piece of it. Mm-hmm. Those mobile apps that we build go into the app stores. They're free for all the members to download. They're branded the way the credit union wants them. They have those deals and offers in there. And I think a lot of what's evolved in the last, well, during the course of the pilot, is more understanding of how those deals can change. Mm-hmm. That's part of that ecosystem, I think, that you're describing, that when a deal is updated, a merchant says, hey, it's fall and I want to do the pumpkin spice latte. I don't drink coffee, but pretend that's a thing. Or it might even be a thing. But they can update that deal. The members of the credit union are using this, like, wow, there's something new and cool in here. And the business owner is like, wow, I changed the offer through this platform. More people came through my door and it helped my business, and my credit union's enabling that. Yep. So I think that's a lot of how it works.
That's a lot of upside there, Greg. A lot of upside. Anything to add there, Tansley?
You know, the only thing that I would say is that one of the things that I know is a challenge for credit union executives is they wear so many different hats. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the credit unions that was in the pilot already had a perks and rewards program, but one of the real value propositions was that Larky does all of the heavy lifting in terms mm-hmm. of bringing those merchants together and managing that over time. And then being able to share, you know, gosh, this one's working really well. But gosh, this other one, nobody's touched in a few months. Let's trade that out. And right. so taking that off their plates, I thought was another real value proposition that Larky brings to the table.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. So, all right. What did you guys learn here? Obviously, there were in the whole packet thing, there were three credit union examples as well, from Christian Financial, Summit, Golden West. What did you guys learn out of this whole thing?
You want to go first, Tansley?
Yeah, I'd love to. And then you please. So one of the things that I think is amazing, and I said this earlier, is that asset size didn't really matter. Mm-hmm. In fact, Christian Financial was not one of the largest credit unions that participated, but definitely saw some of the strongest results. And the reason for that, and we've seen this time and time again with the pilots we've done with credit unions, is that you have to do the work. You know, we can't just sort of sign up for something like this and then hope that people will come.
Yep.
You know, we have to go out there and talk about it. And what Christian Financial did a really nice job of doing is integrating the Larky messaging into everything that they were doing. Yep. They also really worked hard in terms of the merchant relationships and keeping that front and center and getting their input and feedback. So that, I think, was one of the critical learnings. The other thing that we loved was that credit unions all along the way really gave input and feedback that made Larky stronger. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things that credit unions were saying to us was, you know, gosh, could we use this to attract people to come into our branches? Or could we use it on car dealerships to pop up and remind people to think of financing with the credit union? So, and they even had some feedback in terms of tuning the geolocation and when that would pop up mm-hmm. so that it be at the right pace and cadence for people so it didn't drive them crazy. So I thought that was really powerful. Greg, anything else you might add from finding?
I think it's similar to the last point you just made, but it was a big learning for us as Larky. When we first started working with credit unions, I don't think we fully understood the collaborative nature and how helpful and how it wasn't just, you know, we worked in a lot of different industries and we had a product and we said, here it is. And people said, oh, okay, that's good. We have this product. With credit unions, it's been a much more collaborative process of, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you guys could do this? And let's build out that. And this is really helpful for our members. And that's been incredible for us and a wonderful experience and keeps going. We're definitely not at the end of that yet.
Well, it's good that we're growing. Tansley, go ahead.
The one thing I was going to say, and this is post-pilot, but I think it's been another iteration, and that idea that Greg brings at credit unions and the system can make it stronger. In recent months, we've had the opportunity to collaborate with some of the leagues and associations and really start to pool this resource again to, you know, allow credit union members from across maybe a state or two to have that ability mm-hmm. to get those perks and rewards through the league or association. So there have been a number of iterations that have been learnings as people in the industry see it and say, oh gosh, here's another way that we might use it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So here's kind of a left field question for you, but how important is the marriage between mobile and rewards today for credit unions? It sounds like it's pretty high up there right now.
I may have a biased point of view on this, but no, if you'll allow me.
Be objective, will you, Greg? Come on.
I absolutely, from day one of Larkey, before credit unions, before Tansley, before filing, I felt like people are going to forget these things. If there's no reminder that's with them all the time,
so true.
The expectation that somebody's going to go out to eat with their family and say, oh, before I go out, let me check 12 different websites and mm-hmm. 3 different flyers I got in the mail. It's just not realistic. It's not going to happen. So that mobile piece, I think, is really important. And as we get better and better and tune it more and more to make it a pleasant surprise. I mean, the name Larkey was supposed to come from on a lark, a whim, yeah. unexpected good fortune. So that's what that's all about. And I think, you know, with credit unions, a lot of what I've learned, a lot of what I'm hearing is there is more technology coming and more technology in use that enables people to do all kinds of great things with their credit union without them being in a branch.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mobile apps and remote deposit capture. So there's a little bit of a decrease in opportunity for credit unions to talk with members, but mobile apps like Larkey with the location awareness that can not just wait for someone to say, oh, let me tap that on my phone, but for it to come up and be proactive with them, I think it's key to the relationships, and we're pleased to be a part of it.
And that's, before you get going, Tansley, I have a built-in Larkey here at home. It's called my wife. She is fantastic at finding these rewards and Groupons and things like that. So, but I do, full disclosure, I do have the Larkey app on my phone and love it. But my wife is the top Larkey around here. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Tansley, anything to add?
Yeah, you know, the research points to the fact that, you know, you think about my daughter, Mackenzie, you know, she just turned 6. You know, she's been using an iPad since she was 1, which may make me a really lousy mom. But when you when you think about this next generation of members, what their definition of service is going to be about is not just about that face-to-face interaction, mm-hmm. but also that digital interaction mm-hmm. that isn't always transactional. But to Greg's point, you know, how can it be fun and engaging so that, again, they think of the credit union as a place that's going to help them, and in this case, help them save money.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the bottom line right there. All right, to wrap up here, guys, where do we go from here with this? How do we launch it to bigger and better things, that type of stuff? So anyone, Tansley, Greg, anyone, Bueller?
Well, I'll jump in and okay. ask Greg to chime in as well. But, you know, one of the reasons we do these pilots is to allow credit unions the opportunity to test and play with us mm-hmm. and make these programs stronger and then be able to tell that story so other organizations can take advantage yeah. of that. So yeah. my invitation is read the research. We have taken our own medicine in terms of thinking about digital delivery, and you'll notice that the research is not a white paper, right? It's a presentation format, so it's really hopefully very easy to digest and learn some of those things, and then we would invite credit unions to jump on board.
Right on. Greg, anything to wrap it up here, sir?
Absolutely. We are thrilled to be working with credit unions. When you talk about where do we go from here? One of the places we're going from here is we used to say, no, Canada, we don't know what's going on there. And now we're thrilled to be working with some great credit unions in Canada. So there's some expansion that way. We've talked to some other credit unions in other interesting parts of the world. So there's a piece that way. And you know what we're starting to see now, even though we're fairly new to credit unions, is we're seeing credit unions that are talking to each other and saying, hey, this Larkey thing was really good with us and we'd like to try it over here. And a lot of great word of mouth stuff happening. And you know, our commitment is we're going to continue to work really hard with great credit unions, with organizations like FIN, with the leagues, with associations to evolve this to make it even more powerful and a better tool. And that's one of the most rewarding parts of all of this to me is right now we're on a cycle of every 3 months, we rebuild all the apps that we do, all the branded apps,
wow.
with more features and more functionality. Cool. And there's one of the most rewarding parts is say, hey, remember when we talked a couple months ago and you guys had this idea for something you'd like to see in the app? That's in the next build that you guys are getting. And
sweet.
Really cool. We'll keep doing that. Keep making it better and better.
Right on, guys. All right. Well, fantastic. I mean, we could talk for hours on this type of stuff. So, but thank you so much for joining me today and talking about this really cool stuff that's making credit unions that much better. So it's really cool stuff. Greg Hammerman at Larkey, well done, lad. Tansley Stearns at Filene, keep stirring it up, guys. Well done.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys.